Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Florian Posberg, a partner with Polar Pork. Thanks for joining us, Florian.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Effective August 1st, the Trump administration raised general tariffs on imports from Canada from 25 to 35%. What concerns do these latest developments create, especially for the pork sector, and what are the considerations?
Well, again, the raising of the tariffs really impact the items that are exported that are non-CUSMA existing trade agreement compliant. And my understanding is about 90% of what we export to the U.S. Now is compliant. There's paperwork that gets filled out and you meet the requirements under the free trade agreement, the existing free trade agreement. So there's a large part of our economy that's not really affected by this increase in tariffs. There are individual items and there are some exceptions like steel and aluminum, 50% tariff is still, you know, severely impacts that part of our industry. But generally speaking, in agriculture, we probably won't see a great deal of difference.
How have all of these discussions or even the changes in the tariff rates impacted the levels of confidence, the levels of certainty within the pork sector on both sides of the border?
Well, it appears that, standing back and looking at it, a large part of what's going on is really all about politics. And what they say the game is sometimes not the game. Like, for example, the President of the United States uses the fentanyl crisis as the reason why he's increasing these tariffs. Well, the reality is that he needs to have that kind of thing to legally apply these greater tariffs, and whether there's any significant fentanyl or not is kind of beside the point. So there's these kind of political games going on at very high levels. And, you know, as producers, as the average Canadian, we have absolutely no control over what kind of unwinds in that that stratosphere. So it's interesting to watch. It's a little confusing to figure out what the end games are in some of these negotiations, but it still creates uncertainty. There's no question about it. And quite frankly, our company depends to a high level, probably 90% or 85% of our sales are into the U.S. So, you're never really comfortable with what's going on. At the same time, we've pretty much escaped any negative consequences to date.
How effective have been the responses of government to this point? What type of response actually is needed to this latest increase, and how may that response impact agriculture, in particular pork?
Well, there does seem to be an irritant around supply management, which, you know, deals with our dairy and poultry industries. We don't know if that's going to be a sticking point with the Americans. It seems like Canada has taken a hard stand that supply management is sacred. We'll see if there's two hard stands on both sides of the border, what the outcome will be, because it does appear like the Americans hold a lot more high cards than Canadians do. And there's things that are absolutely nothing to do with agriculture, like our stance on whether Palestine has a free state or not. That could have an impact on negotiations. And again, Canada has taken a stand that appears to be aggravating the Americans' position. And, will that have an impact on other things like supply management and renegotiation of our trade agreement with the Americans that comes up next year? It's hard to tell. So again, making long-term plans based on something that seems to be quite undefined at this point is kind of a tough situation to be in.
Given what has unfolded, how much room is there for optimism at this point, and what are the factors to be paying attention to?
Well, in our case, one of the comforts that we have is that the Americans that we supply our hogs to, they really like the health and quality of our pigs, and they really don't want to lose them. And there's a lot of industries that have the same situation. The fact that we trade with the Americans, whether it's energy or grains or beef and pork, we do that because it's just plain good business. And at the end of the day, what makes sense to happen in business typically is the outcome. So that's one of the comforts that we have that knowing that we have friends on the other side of the border that are lobbying for beneficial agreement to continue our business, that's quite comforting. And our hope is that issues that are nothing to do with our business don't end up sideswiping our long-term arrangements.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
Well, this whole trade uncertainty has been going on now since really President Trump was elected back in November, and there seems to be some resolve by agreements that have been made with the EU and the UK and different countries around the world, Japan, Korea. Now those agreements end up with a 15% tariff on goods coming from outside the United States into the United States, and no tariffs on things from the United States going to these other countries. That's not an agreement that we want in Canada. We've had zero tariffs on most of our goods, both ways. And so at the end of the day, we need to have a trade agreement that is pretty much in line with what we had existing before all this started to happen. So our Prime Minister has already said, we probably have to expect that there may be tariffs, and that's not particularly comforting if it applies to agriculture products, because 15% tariff on our grains and meats and all the things that we export to the United States, that's not a good deal for us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Our guest has been Florian Posberg, a partner with Polar Pork. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.